This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with these headlines. Montana's governor has expanded prohibitions against discrimination in state employment and state contracts to include pregnancy, military service, and gender identity. Governor Steve Bullock said in a statement that he was honoring the principles of equality fought for by Martin Luther King Jr. Yesterday was a federal holiday marking the civil rights leader's birthday. The executive order from Bullock, a Democrat, directs the Department of Administration to develop policies to enforce the prohibitions. The department's in charge of state personnel and contract procurement policies. The order also covers genetic information and medical conditions related to childbirth. It replaces a 2008 anti-discrimination directive from former Governor Brian Schweitzer that was more narrowly written. The trial of a Kalispell man suspected of making online threats to schools and religious groups has been delayed. The Missoulian reports the trial of David Lenio was continued until March 4th. Lenio was arrested in February of last year for posting messages on Twitter threatening school children and Jewish people. It's the second time his trial has been delayed. The first delay came after Lenio's attorney said a plea deal was in the works. That triggered concern among local human rights activists that a felony intimidation charge against the defendant could be reduced to a misdemeanor. The Montana Public Service Commission will hold a public meeting with railway officials and lawmakers on how to address rail safety problems found in a recent audit. The Legislative Audit Division in October faulted the PSC for not having a rail safety plan, not conducting a risk assessment, and having no goals other than meeting the minimum number of track inspections every year. The audit recommended adding inspectors and possibly moving rail safety oversight to another state agency. PSC spokesman Eric Sell says tomorrow's roundtable discussion will include officials from BNSF Railway, Montana Rail Link, and Union Pacific Railroad. Sell says the commission wants to understand to what extent the railroads conduct their own safety inspections and how state and federal inspections fit with their work. A northwestern Montana town has cut back its hours of operation and is considering filing for bankruptcy after running short on funds. Browning is a town of about 1,000 people on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. Lee Newspapers of Montana reports town officials blame their financial problems on a dispute with the Blackfeet Nation over management of a water utility that serves the city. Blackfeet leaders say the town owes the tribe money and must accept responsibility for its poor fiscal management. Over the past 2 years, town officials in Browning have reduced their operations to 4 hours a day, 4 days a week. Authorities say they have arrested a man suspected of robbing a Butte casino at gunpoint. The Montana Standard reports Undersheriff George Skulatic says an off-duty officer spotted the suspect fleeing the Lucky Charm casino yesterday morning. He says the man was seen throwing two bags full of money and the pistol as he fled. Soon he was arrested without incident. The trial for a man suspected of making online threats to schools and religious leaders has been postponed for a second time. The Missoulian reports David Lenio's trial was scheduled to begin today, but it's been pushed back until March 14th. Lenio was arrested near Whitefish in February after authorities were alerted to messages he allegedly made on Twitter threatening schoolchildren and Jewish people. Authorities are warning of high avalanche dangers in northwestern Montana's Swan Mountains. The Flathead Avalanche Center says recent heavy snowfalls in the mountains east of Big Fork increase the possibility of human-triggered and natural avalanches. Thanks for listening for Montana Public Radio. I'm Edward O'Brien.